take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Morena, Jenna, how are you today?
Morena, I'm very good on this Monday morning.
Nice to hear from you. Where are we going in the world of books this morning? What have you brought us?
I've got a really exciting book for you guys today. It was just released this past Saturday.
Awesome.
In Mount Eden. It's called Kohene, and it's this brand new release from Huia Press, who published the 2022 Occam Fiction winner, Kurenai Tuku. But this book is by Colleen Maria Lenihan, and it's a collection of short stories that move between Japan and Aotearoa.
Oh, wow.
We start with Yuki, who's a music teacher, and they find out that a high school student who lived above them has died after falling from her balcony, which is a very heavy beginning. But this is the setup for the main characters in the story, which are Maya and her 16-year-old daughter Aria. They're Maori and live in Japan, and have lived in Japan for a long time. Aria speaks Japanese, is often seen as a half Japanese person from the way that she looks. And we've got the core of these stories that link together. However, we have some sub characters or little snapshots of other people who live around them. What I would say about this book is that it's really a portrait of women and women getting by, single mothers, sex workers, young school kids, and it catches this, because it works, a lot of it is set around clubs and around the hostess culture.
Mm.
It could be seen as grimy, but I don't see that like that at all. I think it's really nice in the way that it just shows these women working really hard and doing what they have to do and doing what they're really good at.
Yeah.
Between the stories, the point of view shifts, so you can go from first, second, third person, and it moves back and forth in time, mostly set in Japan, but then we have these small town Aotearoa Maori settings. So it's quite unique I've never read a book set with these cultural links and contexts, and really about belonging and living as an expat in Japan. This book really holds the weight of grief.
Right.
However, I don't think it's grimly depressing. It just catches the well that opens up when someone is not there and not going to come back.
Mm.
And that imagining of where they may be or how they might be seeing something. It's incredibly moving. The writing is spare and really direct, and it feels very lived. And Colleen lived in Japan for a long time and has had the death of a child. And so you can feel the weight of that as you're reading it. I think it's a really special book.
It sounds beautiful. Cover.
Yeah, it's cool. So I'd really, really recommend it.
And what was the name of it again, Jenna?
It's called Kohene.
Kohene.
Yeah. So I think that's like means young woman, kōtero and wahine. It's kind of
true
together. So, and it's on the shelf now, and it's a really good price as well. It's $25.
Oh, sounds like a steal. It's always exciting when there's something sort of new and unexpected to come out of local writing, and that sounds really like quite an amazing book.
Oh, I know. I just love when something, it like feels really fresh and dipping yourself into a nice cool pool or something, and you think, such a strong sense of voice and place.
Yeah, for sure.
You only know it's just the beginning.
Well, thank you for bringing us this book this morning, Jenna. On the shelves now, so we'll see you in the shop. And take care. Have a nice rest of your Monday.
Have a wonderful day. Thank you so much.
That was Loose Reads.
Thank you so much.